One of the his striking abilities or qualities was his, I mean, he was really able to illustrate points of Dhamma that he was trying to elucidate. That's quite a skill. To give similes and to give imagery, so you can sort of that's how that works, and that's a it's the and to be able to penetrate something really deeply, has sometimes the knock on effect of. It's become so clear in your mind that you can compare it and lift up an image that other people can say. So that's I say, like with one of the images that Ajahn Chah gave for suffering. And so oftentimes it's really common things. He says it's just like, you know, suffering is just like tightening of a screw or a bolt. So you just keep tightening, and it gets tighter and tighter, and it's just uncomfortable. Whereas, relinquishing and letting go is unscrewing a screw and loose, and it becomes looser and freer, just naturally. So that's why we practice. It's just not to clamp down or screw, tighten that bolt up, and get more tighter. But it's just the images like that are so kind of stand out. We say, oh, right. And that sense of just taking something, ordinary, common, like suffering, and being able to illustrate it.